It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth popping into. It's well worth a visit. You will enjoy the food, you'll enjoy the atmosphere, you'll enjoy the staff, and if it's a nice day, you'll enjoy the view out at the front of the hotel overlooking North Dublin. You can see Howth, Ireland's Eye, Lambay Island. It's all out in front of you from outside the hotel here in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You may have heard the new Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly, who has said that providing protective equipment, including tasers, will help frontline Gardaí. So he's basically said that he is considering the provision of tasers to frontline members of An Garda Síochána. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, well, guards do have tasers. Well, no, they actually don't. At this moment, the only members of the force to have taser are armed response. The armed response unit have them, and the emergency response unit have them. Nobody else have them. So rank and file Gardaí walking the streets of Dublin, of Cork, of all of our big cities do not have, as standard issue, taser guns. But the new Garda Commissioner said he is considering the provision of taser guns for all guards. He said that he's looking to invest and improve protective equipment for frontline Gardaí, adding that he has seen them under significant pressure during recent incidents. And he's basically defending his force, saying it's really important that they have everything they need to protect themselves, including taser guns. Now, what's interesting about this story is an opinion poll that was run by the Journal. In fact, it's still live as far as I know. And the Journal asked, should frontline Gardaí carry tasers? And very interestingly, 86% of people said yes.
I think this is a no-brainer. And I'm going to challenge our listeners, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you to come up with one reason why it's not a good idea. Just one reason, because I think it's a no-brainer. I can't imagine. I think the only people who would have a problem with the Gardaí carrying tasers are scumbags that are always in trouble with the guards. You know, the scumbags, the young fellas that hang around town on the scooters.
Okay, those same young fellas and their parents will argue that the guards pick on them. And
they pick on them because they're scumbags.
No, not necessarily.
Yes, they are. A businessman, yeah?
Yeah.
Walking through Dublin city centre is not going to be picked on by the guards. Or someone working in insurance who works in the city centre. The guards pick on scumbags because scumbags do scumbaggy things. And when you see, have you been in the city centre lately, by the way?
Yeah, it's gotten a lot better.
Jeez,
it's gotten a lot better.
Hello?
It's gotten a lot better.
Are you actually taking the piss?
No, I'm not, actually not, no.
It's a hole.
You can see,
it's an absolute
you can
hole.
See an increased and improved Garda presence.
Didn't see any.
Then I don't know what streets you were walking on. I did.
I walked right.
I was in town Sunday before last, and I felt okay walking around the streets.
I know I felt okay as well, but it's still an absolute hole. And you can tell that it's just a powder keg waiting to go off the city centre. Sorry, a guard was only a couple of weeks ago was stabbed. Now, I know we can't talk about that because there's a court case pending on it. But had that guard had... Like, that's one reason I would not join the Gardaí.
What, the chance that you're going to get stabbed?
No, because you've literally no protection other than...
You do, you had a stab vest on. In fact, the stab vest actually worked in that incident.
Yes.
Protected the guard from serious injury.
Okay, but the guard could have been stabbed in the face or some other part of his body.
Could have, but he wasn't. But anyway...
I think it's a no-brainer. I'm not telling you.
So as we said, at this moment, the armed response unit and the emergency response unit are the only members of the force to have tasers.
It's absolutely
ridiculous. You want every Tom, Dick, Harry and Mary Garda walking the streets to have a taser on their hip.
Yeah, and can I say another thing as well, for those of you that think that they're just handed out, that they'd be handed out to every Tom, Dick and Harry, as Adrian says, in the police force, yeah? That's not what happens. Gardaí have to undergo, because I have a friend who's in the ERU, as you know, the Emergency Response Unit, Gardaí have to undergo extensive training before they're given taser guns. And that is extensive training. And there's also There's also very, very strict rules on, you know, under what circumstances are you allowed to let your taser gun off, okay? So they would be called rules of engagement, okay? What are the rules in which you can take your taser out? And it would, I assume the incident 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago in the city centre would be fair game to take your taser out in a situation like that where someone is brandishing a weapon, yeah? So it's not going to happen. I don't believe the guards would use it at protests. Do you?
I think that's one of the concerns. I think that is one of the...
Well, then don't be a scumbag at a protest. Worries. Don't behave. You can go to a protest, yeah? But don't behave like a scumbag at a protest or you're going to get... You could possibly get tasered. No one is going to get tasered for doing absolutely nothing. Okay, our Gardaí aren't as bad as... if you look at the Polizei in Germany, do you see what they did to that woman there?
I did.
Last week. Jesus Christ. I mean... Our Gardaí are actually not that bad, should they not?
Well, there are people that would disagree with you. There are people that believe that they are just as bad.
Because me son got pulled off a scooter. He was doing nothing. Yeah, he was dealing drugs, honey. That's why he was pulled off a scooter by the Gardaí. No, he was doing nothing. And they gave him a dig. They're only scumbags. They're only scumbags. Paid for it by the state. They're the kind of people.
We are part of the 86% of people who voted in the journal poll to say that you would like to see frontline Gardaí carrying tasers.
Yes.
Immediately, or as soon as they get trained how to use them.
Yes, 100%. Now, a couple of listeners have asked, do the Gardaí have body cams? They actually don't yet.
No.
Which is ridiculous.
There is a trial of body cams here in Ireland, but no, they don't all yet.
See, you go into most shops and the security in the shops
all have body cams.
I don't know why... This isn't being done. We have a backward police force. The police force are not... Put it this way. Had the police force all had body cams when those riots took part in Dublin 2 years ago, which brought the city to a standstill, had the Gardaí all had body cams, every single one of those scumbags would have been identified within a couple of days. And they would have been arrested. They need body cams. But apart from body cams...
Okay, that's not the conversation. The conversation today is...
Give them all tasers. That's why I wouldn't become a guard. Because you're literally... You have no backup if scumbags go for you. Do you remember the video on the night of the Dublin riots on O'Connor Bridge when a Gardaí was surrounded by, I think it was six absolute scroats, and they went to beat him up and you could see the fear in the Gardaí's face. Because scumbags... are scumbags and they will gang up on somebody. That poor guard, he should have been able to fight back, shouldn't he?
Now, I don't know how tasers work, but could he have shot six people with one taser gun? I don't think so.
Take one of them out of it and it's better than nothing.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. We're asking a simple question. The new Garda commissioner has said he would like to see the entire Garda force, all frontline Gardaí, all Gardaí on the beat, having a taser gun on their hip. He said it is really important that they have everything they need to protect themselves. 86% of people in a poll on the journal agreed with that and said the Gardaí should have tasers. We want to find out whether or not you agree with that. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note right now to 085-825-2626 as Jonathan just did.
Good afternoon, lads. Sorry I won't be able to come on. I have to go back to work, you know. Pay for the invasion. I have to keep the boys in nice warm hotels and keep them well fed. Yeah, but the topic itself, no, I don't believe it's a good idea to arm the guards. Let's try the proper force and how to take down a criminal. We've seen the video of the guard being stabbed and them two big lads couldn't put that fella on the ground with sticks in hand. I think it would be a mistake because they're not trained well enough as it is. And adding this on top of the no training that they're already getting, it'll just be willy-nilly bleeding Wild West it will. And we won't be able to see the body cam footage of these things because it won't be given to us, you know. No, they're creating the problems then to arm themselves. I don't think it's a good idea anyway. Like I said, I think their basic training is appalling as it is. And I don't think they'll be trained sufficiently in how to use these things if they were given them. I sent you a video, don't know if you've looked at it, the two guards with the lady in the car. Now, imagine if them two were armed. You know, we've seen countless videos of guards abusing their powers as it is. And I don't think arming them, even with a taser, you know, I don't think they'd be equipped for it. I think it'd be too gung-ho. And then on the other side, if you do arm the guards, you're going to have criminal gangs that are already armed, tooling up a lot more. And, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't think it's a great idea. It's not a fantastic idea. But make no mistake, the breed of criminal that's coming into this country, this place is going to get a lot more dangerous. And it's a shame that I don't trust the guards to be armed to protect us from this. It's an absolute shame. It's a dereliction of duty from the state, the danger that they're putting us in with the resources that they won't provide for the guards. If you want better guards in the Garda service, pay them more. It's very simple. It's not rocket science. You don't need to arm them. You pay them and you get a better quality of guard in and you train them. All right, have a great show, boys.
Now, a moment ago, we heard from Jonathan, who was in his podcast within a podcast, saying absolutely not.
I would have bet my house on Jonathan being against that. But Jonathan, you were against Gardaí being armed with taser guns. That's fair enough. But you've failed to give a very good reason as to why they shouldn't be. And my question to you, Jonathan, is would you work as a Gardaí if you didn't have a taser? The only people that are going to be tasered, are scumbags who are breaking the law. And do we?
I thought
Jonathan wanted a safe city.
One of the fears that people have is that some Gardaí let the power go to their head and they would be firing off tasers to beat the band.
But that's not the way it's going to happen because we have GSOC, okay? So Gardaí...
There are people who think GSOC isn't fit for purpose.
But those people, they're the same people that scream at the protest going, the Gardaí are scum, the Gardaí are scum. GSOC is there for a reason. And if a guard does produce their taser gun and use it, there's going to have to be a report about it. They're going to have to explain exactly why. So a guard isn't going to be able to walk down O'Connell Street like Robocop going, you look like a scumbag, tasered. Next fella, you look like a scumbag, tasered. That's not the way it's going. Just be grown up about this conversation, can we, lads? Please.
Well, okay, we'd like to hear from you. Our WhatsApp is 085 825 2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
What's that, boys?
Trevor, you heard that message from...
Racist Jonathan.
Racist Jonathan. Is that what we're going
to
call
it? Didn't take him long to iterate that I was on an immigration team. Did it, boys?
Hang on a second. Jonathan's not racist. I'm not going to allow him when he's not here to defend himself.
Hang on, agent. Jeremy, he said, I have to go back to work to pay for them all coming into the country, going to their police, coming to the hotels.
He did say that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
lads, I'm going to get straight to the point. I would aim every guide. And I would give them all tasers and maybe a bit more. But you know what else I would do? I'd put body cams on them as well to keep the power trippers in play. But at the end of the day, all guards should be armed because the fucking scum, real little scum that run in Dublin city centre need to be handled a lot tougher.
And does that involve having tasers? Does it have to involve having tasers? In other words, a lot of people are very nervous about every Garda having a taser weapon because they believe, rightly or wrongly, they believe it will be abused. What do you say to
that? I would give them tasers and I'd give them even guns or rubber bullets. Why not? But like I said, boys, body cams have to be issued alongside all of these things as well. But at the end of the day, when you have scum surrounding a copper on O'Connell Bridge, six of them, and he has a baton, he's a fucking target. They don't care about the baton. If you have a taser, you shoot one of them, the leads come out, one of them goes down, you pull the leads out, and then you can actually hold it and use it as a handheld taser for up close and personal contact. That's what should be done in this country. Because the breed of scum that are coming up now, the little rat bastards, Jacinta's sons and all them, they don't care about the batons. And let's be honest, lads, the armed response unit, how many of them do we have in the country?
Not an awful lot. So first, no, I wouldn't be a guard for all the tea in China, I'll be honest with you. But the national rollout of body cams is meant to be happening this year. I'm not aware that it has started yet. But I would agree with you that the issuing of tasers would have to go alongside all Gardaí having body cams as well, as a way of verifying why a taser was discharged against a member of the public.
Yeah, just like how if a guard turns on the lights in a car, it has to be documented that it's for an official reason. They can't just turn them on like everyone thinks they can just because they're late back to the fucking station. All that is recorded.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, the every single rank and file member of An Garda Síochána should have a taser gun.
Every single one of them should have a taser. Every single one of them should have a body armour. Every one of them should have better wages. And lads, you know what? We might have a better police force in this country if they were looked after better, because at the end of the day, I don't know anybody who would do a guard's job now the way, number one, they're staffed, number two, they're equipped, and number three, they're paid. I wouldn't do it for all the money in the world, but I'd do it for even less because of the fact that they're not even taking care of themselves.
a lot of people fear that arming the Gardaí with tasers is just the thin end of the wedge. Before we know it, they'll be walking the streets with handguns on their hip.
Well, lads, the people that fear the guards being equipped are the people who have reason to fear the guards being equipped, because they probably think, oh no, they're going to hurt my little Johnny or my little Darden, who's out there doing nothing at 3 o'clock in the morning, except for just cruising around with his mates and in a borrowed car, they might say, you know, fuck off, you bleeding ticks.
Okay, so anybody who might have an issue with the Gardaí having tasers, are the only people who would be concerned about this are those who are breaking the law anyhow.
Yeah, 100%, lads. Because at the end of the day, if you're not breaking the law, if you're like, oh, lads, I'll give you a quick story, right? 16 years old, me and a mate walking the road, two bottles of vodka under our jackets. Obviously not allowed to drink by law. We get stopped. I talk to the guard with respect. Me mate got cheeky. And me mate got everything taken out and got his name taken down, blah, blah, blah. The guy said to me, have you got a drink? I says, yeah, we're going to a house party. I says, listen, we're not going to be out. I was talking to your man with respect, and he goes, okay, go on. The man turns around, my mate turns around, and he goes, what happened to you? And he goes, oh, I'm after getting a ticket or whatever it was at the time. And I says, oh, I still have your drink. You talk to a guy with respect, you treat them with respect like they, and they'll treat you with respect. But there's people out there that don't think that. That's the thing. That's the problem with this country.
Okay, the worry is that Garda might be... Well, in fact, what happens, this message just came in a second ago, what happens when guards get a little too zappy-happy?
Well, at the end of the day, that's why the body cams are there, and then they get held to account. Like, all these things aren't just fucking handed out to power trippers, and then they're saying, right, off you go, you do whatever you want. And at the end of the day, lads, if you're being surrounded in town, there's probably about 10, 15 CCTV cameras around as well that approve it. Like, then the cops ain't going to just do it out of goodness or fucking badness of heart. If the cop is zapping you, you deserve it at the end of the day, no matter what.
All right, Trevor, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626. Trevor thinks every Garda should have a taser gun. We'd like to hear from you. Would you be happy with all of the Gardaí having tasers? More of your calls in just one moment.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. Should every Garda in the country have a taser gun?
I think it's absolutely brilliant that this new commissioner has come in, and with a day he's looking to protect his force. I think fair dues to him. I think he's right. I think every guard should have a taser. Every guard should have a body camera and let them escalate it up to a gun. I don't care. I'm not doing anything out there to have a guard chase me or accuse me of anything. And I'd prefer the people who are out there trying to protect me. Now, listen, we know that there is not, you know, that every single guard there isn't honest. Every single, there's a bunch in every part of the world where guards are corrupt, right? We all know that. We're not stupid. But if I don't give them a reason to tase me, then I'm going to be fine. If you go out there and you're causing a riot or you're being a scumbag, you're being a little scrote, look at it. Look at it even yesterday. Everybody saw that video of those two young fellas on the bike going round and they were shooting at a young fella running. And so you want guards to chase them, do you? You want guards to go down the road?
I wouldn't be a guard for all the money in the world. I wouldn't do it. I think it's an extremely risky, dangerous job. I think here in Ireland, our guardians of the peace aren't armed, never have been, and I know there's a lot of resistance for them ever to be armed in any way. And for that reason, you know, people worry that giving them tasers is just the start of actually arming our police force.
But the thing is, it's very sad that this is what it's coming to. That's the difference. This isn't Ireland of 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. This is a whole different Ireland. I'm talking about ganglands. I'm talking about everything. Everything is getting bigger in this country. There's more shootings. There's more stabbings. There's more... you know, people getting beaten up, there's everything. And you want to send a guard into that. As I said, Jesus Christ, they can't even earn, even a car doesn't stop them nowadays because they're getting smashed all over the place in guards. Scumbags have no fear. So do you know what? Give them a taser. Might put a bit of a deterrent into some of them.
Do you think it will? Do you genuinely? Do you genuinely? I mean, what you're saying is essentially that we have a situation where crime is gone worse in Ireland, and you're right that it's become more violent, that more criminals have guns, so that the state needs to match fire with fire.
Match fire with fire. So what are you doing? You're sending the guards into, like, look at the amount of machete stabbings and now everything. Have you seen the size of those things? And you want the guards to go into that with a baton? Sure, machete, you chop it in 2 seconds. That's what you're dealing with. And these aren't just, you know, your normal Joe. So these are people who are out. If you go out armed with a machete or with a knife or with a gun, you're going out to use it. And that's what you want to put our force up against? No.
Okay, but so for people who believe that if the guards had tasers, they would abuse them, what do you think of that?
What I want you to do, if you're thinking of that, is I want you to sit down and I want you to think, if that was your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, one of your family, your girlfriend, if you, one of them became a guard, would you like them going into that unarmed? That's what you need to think about. Think about if it was one of your family going into those riots last year, 2 years ago. If it was one of your family going into that unarmed, which would you prefer? Would you prefer them to go in with a taser or without a taser? Because I know what my answer would be.
And I'm sure everybody's answer would be the exact same. You don't want your loved one in harm's way without any sort of defence. But again, Angela, the fear is that if we allow the Gardaí to have tasers, every Garda, I mean, they look like guns, the next step will be having actual guns. Do you want to see the guards armed with guns?
That's not true, by the way. That's bullshit. The Gardaí have said umpteen times that they don't want to be armed with guns. The Gardaí don't want guns, but they need some.
No, they don't. But do you know what I would do? What I would do is, in every single Garda station, every guard is trained to the highest with a gun, okay? This is going to, it will escalate. It is going to come to it. So let's say in 10 years' time. So what you do is, if you have 50 guards in a Garda station, half of every one of the unit, right, half of the shift have guns, the other half don't. Because at least you're not waiting around for armed response unit or something to come along. If somebody's off on holidays, on sick leave or on leave or something, then at least the rest of the guards are trained if they need to have a gun. I don't care at this stage in my life. I fear for this country now, for the way the violence has gone. And I give that because it is the closest one. Yesterday, two young fellas on a bike cycled up in the middle of Dublin in the middle of the day and shot at another young fella. That's what you're dealing with.
So what do you say then to a message like this, obviously from somebody who's very little time for the Gardaí? It says, until the guards are rebuilt and the corruption has gone, no way.
Who said that? And what corruption is she talking about? What corruption? Who said that?
Jessica said that, yeah.
Sorry, what run-ins has Jessica making out that she's from Love Hate or something like that? What run-ins?
Until the guards are rebuilt and the corruption is gone, no way.
You are never in the whole of the world going to get a guard force, a police force that's not corrupt. It's like in every job you have. You always have one or two who take the piss out of something. You'll always have, let's say, a 98 FM, right? Or in Classic Kit, or in one of those. You'll always get someone who takes home a couple of pence. I know it's not the same. But what I'm saying is, you're going to get corruption in every single police force in the world. So what do? Take the guns off every police in the world.
All right, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second, Angela, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, should the Gardaí be armed with tasers? This is Dara.
Well, as you know, I already think that they're one of the worst police forces in Europe. They're just absolute cowboys. And I don't think that they are capable of using any type of weapon when they're already so quick to resort to violence. But I do agree, in some circumstances a taser would be good to de-escalate certain situations, particularly like in Dublin, where there's all the kind of scumbags and all the fights. Like, you don't get that down this side of the country. So I think in those situations, maybe them having a taser would help them de-escalate without having to use something like a gun, if that was ever to be legalized later on for them. But I do think they can only give them tasers in general if they do body cams, because they're already absolute states and not accountable in any way, shape or form, and they get away with literal murder. I think if you're going to give them some sort of weapon, at least bring in body cams at the same time. Like, it's so nonsensical to me why there's no body cams.
And in fact, we have Dara on the line. We'll talk to her in a second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Dara, we played your message there a moment ago. You have very little time for the Gardaí, and you are very sceptical about them having tasers. Why?
Well, I suppose for the reasons I said, I think they get away with a lot. There's absolutely no accountability in this country for the guards.
Well, there is. We have GSOC, do we not?
No, we absolutely don't. If you look up the percentages of where GSOC investigations actually lead to anything beyond speaking to the guard, it's like less than 2% of cases progress. So, because what happens is the GSOC officer investigates. Even if they find the guard guilty, then it goes back to a superintendent over the guard. So it basically goes back to the guard. So essentially, it's the guards investigating the guards. GSOC only does one part, and then it's left to the guards to make final decision on discipline. So really, there is no accountability. It's the one country in Europe there where there's no real impartial body.
Okay, but Dara, nothing is going to happen to you. You're an upstanding member of the community. You work hard. You're a parent. Yeah. You're not going to be tasered. So what do you care? There's not a hope that they're going to taser you.
Look, I think, you know, yeah, in some circumstances, it'd be good for them, especially in the likes of Dublin, where there's a lot more crime, I suppose, to where I am, and where there might be youths or like gangs where they might need it, like, absolutely. But I think only if they're going to be held accountable and there's transparency, so body cams. I mean, there okay, should
but, but
be
if
that.
If it were a case that a report has to be made every time a taser weapon is discharged, which I assume that would be the case.
Yes, that would be the case.
Surely that's sufficient.
How naive. Do you realise as well how much Gardaís lie in their statements when they go to court, support each other of what happened when, say, an assault happens where they overdid, say, hitting someone in public, and they all back each other up. They lie in court, they falsify statements, and you may think that's dramatic, but that's actually the truth. So them doing a report would be so insufficient. Why would you be against body cams if you're going to bring in weapons? I mean, they should already have body cams, but especially if you're going to give them any type of weapon, there should be body cams. And then they've nothing to hide. If they've nothing to hide and it's on the whole time, you know, they should be actually for the body cams themselves to protect themselves as well.
Okay, so Angela, what do you say to that? She doesn't trust the police service. She doesn't trust An Garda Síochána.
Yeah.
She believes...
Do you know what you do, Dara? You go up, you find out exactly where Elaine O'Hara's family lives. Stand outside her family home and say that the Gardaí are a disgrace. They're a disgrace because they found out who murdered their daughter.
It's a completely separate topic. We're not even talking about...
Hold on a second.
We're talking about tasers and body cams.
I said every guard is corrupt and that every guard is a disgrace in this country.
Did I say that?
You don't trust any of them. Do you not trust any guard?
None of those words came out of my mouth. Did I say those words? You'll have to listen back to the podcast later.
You don't trust the Garda. That's what you said.
I didn't say every single one. I'm saying in general, there is a lot of corruption. So in general, if we're bringing in weapons, we should bring in body cams.
Where's your proof? Where's your proof that there's a lot of corruption?
I've seen it. I work in the legal world. I've seen it firsthand.
You've seen it firsthand. So why aren't you going to GSOC?
I've been to GSOC actually in the past.
But she doesn't trust GSOC to investigate issues properly.
No, I do trust them, actually. No, I do trust GSOC. They actually do investigate, but unfortunately it's out of their hands when they actually make a decision.
Turned around and said there's no point in going to GSOC. You're kind of you did turn around and say every Garda.
No, there,
you did say every Garda. How dare you?
I didn't.
How dare you that to every single guard out there that is trying to do their job.
You have to listen back because you're just not adding
speaking,
up.
I'm still speaking, Dara. How dare you
Anyways, I'd like to speak to someone a bit more rational.
That is doing their job and trying to protect this country. So that's what they're doing. What did you think about that tour guard in the riot where there was six of them on top of him? Do you think he should have had a taser or do you think he deserved it?
I didn't say that.
Was he caught?
I don't know about personal. I didn't know.
So do you think
what was done to him was right?
Do you think what was done to him was right?
No, absolutely not. And that's why I didn't say every single one of them.
Do you think he should have had a taser? Do you think he should have been able to protect himself?
Yeah, and that's what I had said earlier, that in some circumstances, especially in Dublin, it would be needed, yes. I'm not disputing that.
Why just in Dublin? Why just in Dublin? Why not Limerick? Why not Cork? Why not in Clare?
Yeah, it could be.
Why not
in certain circumstances? I've said it's fine in certain circumstances if there was body cams. I'm not saying
give body cams.
Yeah.
So you're thinking now, if they have body cams, give them tasers. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
But most people are actually saying that, in fairness, Dara.
Yeah, so I'm not arguing with that.
So you're not ruling out the idea.
You know, you're being your ballot over the guard.
Okay,
you
but you're not ruling out the idea, but listening to you, you'd prefer if they didn't have them.
Not at this stage, while there's already no accountability without a body cam, no.
Okay.
But Dara, again, sorry, I know you have to go, Dara, but I will say this to you. You wouldn't be saying that if you were being attacked by some scumbag up a laneway and the guards had to come
along. What would I not be saying?
You would be delighted. You would be delighted that the guardie would come along with a taser and apprehend someone who was attacking you.
Yeah, but I said I'm not against it so long as they body cam.
But
I don't think there should be one way or the other.
Do you not want to feel safe walking along the streets?
I feel perfectly safe. I actually feel safer by myself than I would calling them. And we've had this discussion before.
So hang on, if someone broke into your house, rather than calling the guards, you take them on yourself?
Not take them on, but I wouldn't be calling them. I'd call my friends or the people in the community.
Or Ghostbusters or somebody else.
Some of the local men, the village men.
All right, Dara, great to talk to you as always. Thanks very much indeed. Before we wrap up this conversation, I want to bring in just this final WhatsApp voice note. This is from Neil.
Lads, regards to Jonathan's message today, I more or less agree with all of it, but regards to not being able to defend themselves, I've seen that the fella that stabbed the guard in Cape Street, and the two guards, you know, one of them, don't get me wrong, but like, you know, one of them was overweight. A lot of guards out there, you know, don't know how to handle themselves. When I was in Spain there a while ago, and last year as well, the police over there, my God, they almost be hitting the gym. You wouldn't mess with them. They almost be hitting the gym. I don't know where guards go to the gym. I'd say some of them do, but you can notice in a lot of them, they're not fit. A lot of them are not fit. But you want to see the guards over there in Spain, the police over there in Spain, my God, you could see it in them. They almost go to the gym. It must be a law over there. I don't know. But air guards over here, no. They can't defend us without weapons. Don't mind with fucking weapons. Cheers, lads.
All right. We got a message in a moment ago.
Oh, so before you go on to, you talking about Spain there.
Yeah.
We were in Spain on holidays this summer, yeah?
Yep.
Summer just gone. And in the theme park we went to, you know, Puerto Ventura?
Yeah,
theme park.
Security have...
The security are armed.
Which is bizarre to see.
What's going to happen? Is there going to be a murder on the roller coaster or something like that? But you feel safer when you see security because you know if something breaks out, yeah? If a fight breaks out... I believe there should be tasers on planes, to be honest with you. That's a conversation from... I believe cabin crew should have tasers.
Jesus.
Oh, 100 million percent.
Davin says, get a member of the Wheelock family on the show. And this is, you may remember the case of Terence Wheelock, who was arrested and he died.
Now, by the way,
in Store Street Garda Station.
Davin has given out because we did mention it. I did mention because I don't know enough about it, Davin.
No, I remember the case, all right. It was nearly 20 years ago.
But Davin, if you had that much of an urge to talk about it, why didn't you? Like, it's a phone-in show. If you want to bring up a point about Terence Wheelock, who I've just found out about, you come on the show and you say your point. You don't say, oh, why aren't they talking about it? It's your job to remind us about it.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and we'll catch you on the next one.